These are big New
New
York
York,
hip-hop
yeah.
people. And the fact that they look at Raf like, we like what you're doing so much so that we want to collaborate with you. We want to work with you on this product. That in and of itself goes to show that like
Yeah.
it's not just Punjabi people that are respecting what this guy's doing. There's people in the hip-hop scene that are like, dude, this guy is legit. We want to work with him. We don't just like what he's doing. We want to be a part of what he's doing.
There's always something happening in the Punjabi music scene. We sometimes think there's not songs, or maybe we've listened to the same album over and over again, and then we're like, man, is there anything else? But with Punjabi music, there's so many different artists. You kind of just have to explore. We have so many independent artists nowadays. They're releasing on YouTube. You won't find them on Instagram, right? How many artists do you find that you just randomly run across?
You have to look for people. Just when you think that you've listened to everything, there's a handful of songs that people will send you and be like, have you heard this? And I'm like, well, no, because it's so diverse and there's so many artists
Oh,
and there's
yeah.
platforms now that like there's always something to talk about, which is good for us because that means we always have some content.
We're anticipating it a lot. I think we mentioned it even during the podcast. Ruff Sepeda's Five Deadly Venoms. We were waiting for that quite some time and it finally dropped.
We
It
talk a
was.
lot about Raf on this show. I don't want to say favorite artist, but he's one of our favorites for sure. But yeah, we were really looking forward to that.
He's got a
But
cult following.
we're in the cult. We're in the Raf cult for
This
sure.
album was super hyped. I bought
Yeah.
two vinyls. I don't think I ever bought a vinyl from Punjabi artist before. Bought some of his merch. I don't think it's arrived yet, or maybe it's still sitting in the mailbox and I just haven't checked. Looking forward to that. I mean, we got to listen to the album though. That's what we were waiting for.
Five Deadly Venoms, five new tracks. One of them, Ranjo, had been released as a single, four brand new tracks. It's a different sound. It's him essentially as a big hip hop head being really into underground New York, East Coast hip hop and blending that with Punjabi folk music. It's a very unique sound that's really never been done before. He collaborated with some New York based artists like Davies and Conway the Machine. But I think the two producers on that album, Bobby Gong and Dodge Olok, have to get a lot of credit because if you're in Raf's position and you have this creative vision of how you want to align New York underground hip hop with Punjabi folk music, you have to find people that are able to also carry out and execute that vision. Bobby Gong and Dodge Olok both are also hip hop fans themselves and they're super talented producers. That album couldn't have been possible without those two as well, being able to like produce the beats and mix the songs and all that stuff. Huge props to the whole team.
Yeah, definitely a different album. I think I had to give it a couple listens to really get the basis of it, but dope lyrics. His last album, at the very end of his songs, he would introduce some type of hip hop sample to
Yeah.
his song, right? They're hitting what we want to hear. The album sounds good. I would also just love to see him with True School, just because True School's iconic artist. That dude still is big in the game.
Raf posted the other day, he was watching some documentary. Somebody was speaking on how, as a creator, you might have a vision of what you want to put out to the world in your brain, but you might get only 20% of that out.
I could agree with that.
It must be really difficult for these artists because they have such incredibly convoluted, and I mean that in the most respectful way possible, visions for what they want in their work. But they're not able to get it from their head to an actual product. And I think for Raf,
The
he's different.
director, too.
Yeah, he's different in the sense that he's trying to do stuff that's never really been done before. For example, at this album, right? And he even prefaced the release of this album by basically he sent out kind of like a warning to people. This is
Warning.
not gonna be like typical Punjabi. There's not gonna be Bhangra songs on here. You're not gonna be able to get up and get hyped to this album. This is a passion project that's very deeply personal to me and something that I've been wanting to do for a while. He had to find the right people to be able to execute this vision.
It still
It
has the vibes. You don't,
does,
yeah.
but it's definitely different. And he stated that he didn't anticipate the same success that he had on his previous album. And I don't know how well it did, but I think personally, with his following, we as fans respect somebody that number one tries to do different things and number two is able to just do those things well. And it's something that nobody's ever really tried to do is merge that East Coast underground hip hop with Punjabi folk, but it's such a seamless
Their
blend.
East Coast blends very similar to UK. If you ever listen to Pop Smoke,
A lot of drill beats.
even though that's
Yeah.
from Chicago, a lot of the UK produces that type of music. Probably has a little bit of different hit to it. I just go back to True School. He's the music producer. Ralph Zepeda is the artist. He's really good at taking his vision and putting it from his head to
Yeah,
us.
he had Dave East on this album, and Dave East is a pretty big New York hip hop artist, right? And he also had Big Body Bess on the album too. I think he's related to Action Bronson. These are big New
New
York
York,
hip hop
yeah.
people. And the fact that they look at Raf like, we like what you're doing so much so that we want to collaborate with you. We want to work with you on this product. That in and of itself goes to show that like
Yeah.
it's not just Punjabi people that are respecting what this guy's doing. There's people in the hip hop scene that are like, dude, this guy is legit. We want to work with him. We don't just like what he's doing. We want to be a part of what he's doing.
His style is just different. He wants to do things that he's passionate about.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think he's like trying to be a revolutionary. Some people are going to say it's revolutionary, but I think he's just
Yeah.
doing what he wants to do.
Yeah, he's staying true to himself. And I think we've mentioned this before. His number one priority is not commercial success. He will post people reselling his vinyls for hundreds of dollars more than what he sold them for. And he'll be like, big up to those people. Everybody has to make a living, right? But that's not his number one priority. And I think that reflects in his work. He's not chasing clout. He's doing what he's passionate about. He's staying true to
Yeah,
himself.
what's crazy is he made this while he was on tour in New York and Cali. Production value is solid. We gave it to some family who don't listen to Punjabi music, and
Yeah.
they were like, this thing is awesome. This thing
Yeah.
hits.
He caters to a lot of different audiences. That folk vibe caters to the people like our older cousins that grew up on Jazzy B. He hits a note with them, but then he also hits a note with people that are passionate about hip hop. You mentioned the True School fans. He's doing something really special because his work is authentic to him, but it also happens to just reach a really big audience. And I think that's why we're witnessing him having so much success. It's really cool to see.
He's been featured with Sukhshinder Shinda, where he
Yeah.
did a song with him. Lately, it's been and Hair,
Yeah.
because he made the album for Jazzy B. He made a lot of the tracks for that. I remember seeing and Hair playing Bowl for Balwinder Suffry in 2001, and then see him then making music and becoming the guy he is. He had that song, Tarti Hildi, right? That's
Yeah.
all and Hair,
An
right? His
icon.
album, Ground Shaker, right? Then I saw him at the Mela with Sukhshinder Shinda. Shinda had, I remember he had one of the singers from B21 also with him. To see those people was super dope.
But to be able to catch them when they're trying to establish
Yeah.
themselves in the scene and then following them as they rise up.
I've seen it, a lot of Dolis will become producer
Yeah.
later. Dol is the basis of Punjabi music. The
Foundation of.
rhythm, yeah, the rhythm runs from the toll, right? You could sing boliyan from just a toll. If Punjabi music didn't have a toll in it, no one would listen to it. Or
Yeah.
we wouldn't listen to it if you're singing music with no drums. That's probably why hip hop hits for us, because it has that drum.
Those two sounds are kind of linked. And I think that's why I mentioned before, Raf, when he's mixing Punjabi and hip hop, there's artists that have done it before, obviously. Punjabi and hip hop is not a new thing. His is more niche, but it still fits and blends together so well because of the way that the music sounds. It blends together
Yeah.
really well.
That album came out first week of March. And then Jazzy B dropped his album, I think day after Ralph Zepeda dropped his
They
album.
were really close
Yeah.
together.
The album was Ustad G, King Forever. Pretty dope album. Some of the songs just had that old school Jazzy B style. I mean, he had Monica in some of his songs.
We've mentioned on this show before, we love it when artists go out and try different things as creators. But for Jazzy B, dedicating an album to Kolbeat Monic as Ustad OG, you're going to expect to hear a little bit of OG Jazzy B. It was a lot of fun to listen to.
It just gave me the old school Jazzy B, also just old school of that era. I'm thankful that Punjabi music stretches so many genres. It's always nice to get a folk song that's just super folk. There's
Yeah.
like one song, Chambal Le Daku. I haven't ever even heard of what Chambal meant. Had to look up, because Chambal is based on the area, which is just a whole deep dive then of figuring out what that is. And that's the fun of Punjabi music.
As somebody that is still learning Punjabi to this day, part of the fun of listening to Punjabi music is going in and translating as best as you can, obviously, because some stuff doesn't translate over and you kind of just have to know what it means in Punjabi. But learning new words or phrases, it just adds another layer of meaning to the song because it's not just something that you're singing out loud. You understand the deeper meaning and what the artist is trying to achieve. through the lyrics.
When I was growing up, my dad, he would only play Kuldeep Manek. That's the only Punjabi music that I could vibe with that he would play, because all the other music was ghazals. But then again, I got to listen to a lot of Nusrat. You respect it because somebody that talented, you'll pull in. But Manek, I think he sang about a lot of stuff I just didn't understand. He sings about Kaliyan, right? Folk stories. That's Manek's thing. You're learning Punjabi folk culture because that's what he sings about.
Like I learned about the story of Hir Ranja through Kuldeep Manek's song Tere Dille Ton. He would basically do renditions of old folk songs through his music. It's so much fun because then you're not just discovering a new artist and a new song, you're discovering a whole new aspect of your culture. And how many songs through the years do we hear that reference, that folk story? I mean, it's constant. It's
Yeah.
a
I mean,
staple.
he's singing a rendition of it. These are hundreds of years old stories that have been obviously been sung by so many people for so long, and now they've hit us. You can tell if an artist is very vocally talented by how they sing Heed. And Heed is really hard to sing. During COVID, that was the last one I heard. Gurnaam Puller sang Heed, and I was like, oh man, this guy's super vocally talented. That's another part of Punjabi music. There's a whole nother genre of where people have vocal talent. When I went to that mehfil, I got to see Devinder Pal sing, and that guy is very vocally talented. I think he was on like Indian Idol. Indian Idol, you got to be a super talented singer to compete. Everyone's like singing like classical music basically too.
It's really cool to see those stories passed down and how different artists do different renditions of it. Going back to the Raf album, one of the songs was Ranja, and Raf's version of that story was,
Yeah,
it was like a hip hop
different.
version.
Yeah.
And the music video for it,
Music video was
it was like the same story but translated into like
modern.
modern
I think that
times.
was the first time I've seen like a modern day rendition of that. Usually, yeah, we see everyone trying to make it old school, and he put a modern element to it. I tried to show it to my parents, and they were kind of like, I don't know. But I mean, they're not going to relate to it, right? They're not
But
going to
that's the
relate.
story being told through the lens of somebody that's grown up in our time, right? That's a story that's hundreds of years old. And here we are in 2023, right? Because the song dropped last year and it's still being told, but it's being told through the lens of people that grow up now. And it's because it's such a timeless story because it's still relevant to today. I mean,
It's a love story, you
a
know?
love story, right? So it's going to transcend generations. It's going to transcend
But it's
technology.
Raf sang Ranja. There's also Heed, right? There was another artist, Dalwinder. He actually has like a Heed song. He's been recently jumping in. He dropped a song with Harsh Lakhari. I think he's blowing up and everyone's trying to figure him out. He has that song with Dalwinder, Aag Ban Ke, and then he has another song with AR Paisley.
He really blew up when that guy on Instagram, he does this thing where he will spin a globe, he'll stop it with his finger, and he'll pick somebody from the country that he stops his finger on to like make a song with. He stopped on India and he linked up with this kid, Harsh Lakhari. This kid's 16, 17 years old. He knows what he's doing
He's
in India.
talented.
This kid is talented, man. That song that he made with the Instagram guy that blew up, that was just him spitting on a beat, right? The thing that impressed me the most on Aag Ban Ke, he's rapping, but it's a little more slowed down and he's almost singing a little bit. He's not just like spitting like
That's why
on a
I'm saying potential. He has
like
so much
he has
potential.
range, dude. He can rap slow, he can speed it up, but he can sing a little bit too.
He was spitting before that. I feel like he was gaining traction. And that guy from TikTok, his production value that made that even better. And now we have two legit songs that came out with him. He's 16, man. Guy has so much potential. Again, yeah, he's a kid. I don't know if he has, maybe he does have the right people behind him. Yeah, I think he has some family behind him. I
I
mean,
think his brother is his manager.
we've seen a sample size of this guy. We only have a few songs, right? He's been making music on his IG account. You know, this is just the first of it, right? He's getting that taste, and then we're gonna see him hit the market. This Dalwinder guy that he teamed up with, I first heard of him in 2019. Didn't really pay attention too much. The last time I really heard of him was with another artist who's independent, Supreme Sidhu. Dope artist. It just popped up on my YouTube page, you know? Algorithm's pretty awesome like that. Now I listen to Supreme Sidhu. So then Dalwinder reemerge, and he's talented, man. And we're seeing he's from California.
He's impressive, man. He's done a few shows, I think, in India. He even brought out Harsh Lakhotia recently at a show. Linder is another guy that just has so much range. Traditionally, when we think of Punjabi music, we think of Diljit, Jazzy B, the Bhangra songs, right? You're seeing these guys now basically saying, why can't we bring Punjabi music to R&B or
Different,
EDM
yeah.
or pop or house? It's so cool to see the range now because you have these people that are so talented that also happen to be Punjabi. Their creative vision involves both more Western music, but also their roots. That
Yeah,
blend
that's,
was just incredible to see.
yeah. Well, what's interesting is the first song I found from that guy was with Twin Beats. They're like DJs, you could say, and they would merge songs and have this dope drop of banger after banger in like a mix. And then they started producing music. I think a lot of DJs learn how to make music. You got to drop beats and stuff. DJ Frenzy right now, he's made songs. He made a song with Jazzy B, Jots in the Hood, a few years ago. That was playing quite a bit at weddings. Twin Beats, they don't have a song like Jazzy B, but they have some independent artists that I listen to a lot. One of them I remember hearing was Simmer. They dropped a song with her, and I was just like, I want more of her. But there's only one song they dropped with her. Probably the same with Dalwinder. He only had that one song. Then with Simmer, she progressed further because she had that song with Fateh. Simmer was one of the first people I heard of. I think she's super vocally talented. Then they also, I mean, they had a song with another guy, I think from California, Push Gollum. They're local guys. There's so many Punjabi artists in our area. That's one thing about this podcast. I hope we can showcase more artists that live around our area. We can kind of bring some attention to them because there's so much talent in Punjabi music, especially here. You know, that podcast, Frequency DJs, right? That cast is like an all-star cast doing the podcast. One of the guys was, one of his clips was featured on a Raf Sapeda song.
It was on Jati Lahore. They had
All-star
him on a
cast.
podcast and they took a clip from that.
Yeah, pretty dope. I think they had Fateh on there, and Fateh talked about this too, having Raginder and that guy Sartaal Singh on that track, Tareeka. I don't think he's underground. He's
No,
straight up mainstream.
he's mainstream now. You can't really
Yeah.
call him
He's
underground.
featured on so many good Punjabi songs. I don't think he created like a whole genre, but he definitely changed the feature. And he's good too.
People my age remember him from the Just Rain videos. And then we found out that this guy also does music. He was one of the first artists that I heard of. I've been following his career for a while now. He's established himself.
I mean, it goes back to, again, Simmer dropping a song with Twin Beats and then moving up and dropping a song with Fateh. Another album has been that Teji Pannu album that dropped.
Yeah, Broken Silences.
Yeah, that song Reloaded. I feel like that song hits. I mean, it's slapping right now on the playlist. That's another thing we were talking about. We were thinking about releasing a playlist of songs that we listen to and you guys would like to check out. See where we get our inspiration. Did you see that Instagram reel where Manny Sandhu, he drops that song Forever, and then he has that vocalist Prem Lata on there that he recorded 10 years ago, finally figures out a beat, he throws Teji on there, and it's a freaking hit.
I think that just speaks to the talent of a guy like Money Sandhu, man. That guy is an icon as a producer. He just makes hits. He had that in the bank for a decade, and he knew the exact perfect time to pull it out. It was incredibly successful because this album, not just the song, but the album as a whole that he also produced, it's a great album.
Him and the Teji Pannu connection has been legit. They've been dropping heaters. They had another album drop last year, I believe, too, with Teji Pannu and Sukha. That was a heater for sure. Definitely in the summer playlist. You can tell when Manny Sandhu makes a song because he has a signature to his music.
Yeah, it's
And
like an ad lib.
yeah, and now you see some producers now also push that type of signature. Frequency DJs, their podcast did an episode with Manny Sandhu, and that's a person to check out. What's sick is they were mentioning how he was coming up, and I remember growing up too, looking at his YouTube videos and how he's making tracks on his computer. And I was like, man, that's so dope. Just see him rise to fame, pretty cool. His whole story is pretty dope. I would recommend everyone to just check out. Very talented producer, right? Has had numerous hits.
Hopefully, at some point for us on this podcast, we're able to get an artist to come on and tell their story because it's always interesting to hear people who create their own original projects and see their visions come to light. Those people always have unique perspectives to offer, just the way that they think and their creative processes and things like that. I grew up in the Bay Area. Job security and financial stability and all that is preached heavily. So I didn't grow up in an environment where it was necessarily encouraged to pursue a career in art, music. I always find interest in hearing the perspectives of people that were willing to take a chance to pursue something that they're passionate about and something that's unique to them. So hopefully at some point we'll be able to speak to some people and just hear their
Yeah,
perspective.
that's a very hard path as an artist. You know, you might be living paycheck to paycheck and don't even know if you're going to succeed. Just pushing with that vision is basically believing in yourself, you know, that's for everyone, not just artists.